Well, I think we got kicked in the teeth a little bit in the first, and our team's always responded well this year, whether it be a bad game or a bad period. So our goal is just to win the second period, give ourselves a chance. Yeah, there was no yelling and screaming. It was more or less just, that wasn't our game. Let's just get our game going. Try to win a period. Win a period, get within one or two. We had a chance.
How do you describe the 3-minute stretch in the second period where you guys go mostly being down 3-0 to tying it up?
Momentum's a crazy thing, especially this time of year. Our crowd got into it, got a great bounce on Staz's goal. And then a huge play by Buff. And, it's just one of those things where you get a team running a little bit, going from 3-0 to 3-1, 3-2. You go, you start to protect a little bit. Our team's no different when we're in that situation. And like I said, just got a couple of bounces to go our way.
Your defense activating the way that they did in that second period, how big of a role did that play and what happened?
Those guys made huge plays. I think Buff gets a little bit of a long leash, I guess we'll call it. He's so dynamic that he keeps plays alive and can make some really special things happen with the puck. So, it was great. Those guys step up in the play. Truby has a great ability to jump in the play and lead a rush and make some plays offensively too. So, those guys made some big plays for us.
When Buff gets rolling like that, is that infectious throughout the entire bench?
He's the great equalizer. There's nobody like him. Having him on our team gives us an advantage no matter who we play. That's the type of player he is. From game one of the playoffs, he's just dominated. And, you can't stop it.
He hasn't danced on the ice in a while, but that go-ahead goal in the last minute of the second, he broke it out.
Yeah, it's nice to see him get a little excited. Tough to get him to smile. Obviously, I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, but like I said, get him feeling himself, and what are you gonna do?
What about for you personally, like getting the winner? I mean, early you missed a wide open net, you had a couple other great chances, just the feeling to get that one.
Who says I was wide open?
Wide open net.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where I knew it was coming. Whether it was tonight or next game, I thought Nicky Ehlers popped under our line, and he just gave me, tons of grade A chances right in the slot. So I feel bad I didn't bear him for him for his sake. But like I said, you get that many chances, I just felt like it was going to go. And it's a crazy sport. The worst shot I had all night hits off his hip and goes in.
Kind of just changing that line, putting Ehlers with you guys. How did that change or be energized, or what did it?
Well, I thought it energized both those two guys. I thought Nicky really got skating, and I thought Kyle Connor really got skating. So I think just a little shot of adrenaline can kind of wake up young players, and they're playing with different guys, and it just creates a little bit different juice going for both those guys. And I thought it was a great move by Paul, because once he made that move, both those guys were flying, created a ton of offense for both of our lines.
What role did the fans play in that second? When you guys put those three goals so quickly together,
Our fans are huge. It's real too. Our crowd noise is from our crowd. It's not from speakers or from music or for live bands or whatever. That's people making noise, and that goes right through your body. And when they're cheering for you, and our team gets rolling downhill like that, it creates a ton of momentum for us. We've fed off it even in the regular season, but. You get that crowd going like that in the playoffs, and I think every single guy gets a little extra jump in their step.
You got knocked down pretty heavily there in the start of the second. Mark Scheifele raced right in, jumped in, threw him down, 4-on-4. Your team responded right away. What does the play of Mark Scheifele in that situation mean to the team?
So I was mad at him at first because I thought we had a power play. and then he told me that we didn't have a power play, so I was like, "Oh, great job." it's one of those things that you hate to see Scheif going to the box with anyone. I'd rather have him on the ice. I'm okay. I can take that one. But I would do the same for him. You know, I think that's what teammates do for each other. You see a guy, you know, take a little bit of a liberty on one of your guys and step right in there for him. So obviously I appreciate that. And you see one of your better players who doesn't typically do that type of stuff, step in there, get his nose dirty. I think it sends a message to everyone, got us going a little bit.